Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to the second ever weekly edition of BizBeverages Pods, formerly bi-weekly quiz. So we've decided to go weekly with this for the month of September. Pretty good reaction to the last one, where we learned all about Bloody Marys and Prosecco.
I still don't get the pronunciation thing, but we're going to let that go.
Yes. If you are French and you want to make a suggestion on how to pronounce Vladimir incorrectly, please let us know. But we're ready to do battle again. So a thrilling Desmond last time, 2-2. Finally used to get Desmond 2-2 in again.
Back in.
So Will, chance to win again. Would you like to ask the questions first or answer the questions first?
I'm going to answer the questions first this time.
Very good. Right, well, for 5 points, this beverage actually refers to two different varieties in this category, but only one of them still exists.
This beverage refers to two different categories?
No, two different varieties of the same category.
Two different varieties.
So there's a category, right? So, yeah. So you used to work in category management, right?
Yes.
So there's a category. And within that category, you have styles of a thing.
Yes.
So this is like there's two styles, but one doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. So.
So if you buy it in the shop, there's the only one style that you can get. But historically, there was a different style.
Okay. So, like, in the way that there are different styles of sherry, there's a Fino sherry and there's a Pedro Ximenez sherry. There was different styles of this drink, but only one of them exists now.
Yes. Effectively, the one that exists now is kind of like a modern iteration of the one that used to exist.
Okay, I'm going to try that weird German beer that came back with this. Polish. Is it the Polish beer that the oak smoked?
Grodzicki?
Yes.
Yes.
That one.
Great use of Grodzicki. Not that. good guessing. Who doesn't love a good smoked beer, especially this time of year?
It's Polish, isn't it?
It is Polish, yes.
Polish smoked beer that went out of existence and then was revived.
Revived. And actually, fun story, our friend Shane in Dot Brewing, who does the Barrel Adopters Club every year. So last year, put it out to a vote as to what people would like, and that scored incredibly high on what people wanted them to make.
I guess it's just novelty value apart from anything else. It's like, you know, they're not 10 a penny.
Exactly, and smoked beers are very underrated, I think.
Love the old Bamberg smoked beers.
She doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can talk about it. My wife has visited the brewery in Bamberg accidentally and didn't drink a beer.
Because
I was describing how Bamberg is on my beer bucket list. It's somewhere I would like to go for like a 2 or 3 days and just wander around the 6 or 7 breweries that make the oak and cherry wood smoked beers. And she was like, "Where is this?" It's like Bamberg. It's like, "Oh, no." And then hours later, I was like, "Oh, I think I've been there actually." And I showed her the label of the bottle. She's like, "Oh, no, I've definitely been there." I was like, "Did you taste it?" It's like, "Oh, no." She was there with a school group, so obviously she was in charge. But one of the places on my beer bucket list my wife has already been to and did not drink a beer. Or bring me back a beer. So, you know.
Well, you can forcibly bring her back and you know, she can not drink another beer with you.
Or we could go, Will, and we could drink beer together.
If anybody would like to sponsor our trip to Hamburg, we'd love to hear from
you. The Tourist Association of Hamburg. Our lines are open. We will save whatever you want. So 4 points. Well, we went on a bit of a tangent there, but for 4 points, between the 17th and 19th centuries, this beverage was predominantly produced around the village of Kolar in what is modern day Iran.
Ooh. An Iranian beverage. Oh, this is interesting. I'm not going to get it. I don't know any Iranian-based beverages to start with. Kolar. I wonder, is there a clue in the name? Not going to get it, but I'm going to say palm wine just for the sake of it.
That's a great guess. It's not palm wine, but you're going down the right kind of direction there. Mm. So for 3 points, the modern version has no proven connection to that Persian version that I mentioned, and is now most closely associated with Australia and South Africa. Dead Air is always really good podcast material.
Australia and South Africa. Mm-hmm. So you see, if you'd have said one or the other, I could maybe have hazarded guess, but I can't think of anything that they have in common in terms of drink wine.
No, they're not the only two, but this is very much modern day linked to both of those countries. A few other countries as well, but predominantly you go into a supermarket, it'll be mostly from Australia or South Africa that you'll see on the shelves.
So I'm thinking about wine.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about now I'm thinking about your first clue where you said that there were two varieties or two.
Yes. So
like Cabernet Sauvignon.
You can see the little wheels turning in your brain.
so the Cabernet Sauvignon, and then there's Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's I'm trying to think of double barreled what other wines do you get? So what are double barreled wine varieties?
Yeah, I'm going to pull you back out of double barreled well. It's not a double barreled name.
Oh, is it not?
No.
I'm just going to go for Malbec.
It's not Malbec. You're really going down the right road here, though. So for 2 points, it uses a dark-skinned grape to make medium to full-bodied red wines, now associated with New World wine versus the Old World version, which is referred to as Syrah.
This is good. So Syrah and its equivalent is
I was sure this was going to be a giveaway.
Cabernet. No,
it's not Cabernet.
I just my wine knowledge is just not good enough.
It's an increasingly popular wine, including versions that are associated with Graham Norton and a very popular seller called I Heart Shiraz.
Is it Shiraz?
It is Shiraz.
Wine is I'm not good at wine.
And same. Yep. But the really fascinating history of it, that it was very much a Iranian wine. Iran had a huge wine industry up until the 60s and 70s.
Yep.
But in that 17th to 19th century period, the reason color was associated with it was that the vines were grown on the outside of people's houses. And Marco Polo actually visited and wrote in his log that they had a system of pulleys and weights to bring the vines up one side of a house and down the other side of a house on the other side.
Well,
but it's obviously not made anymore in Iran. Obviously, secular country, doesn't have any wine industry anymore. But clippings of the grapes were taken to Australia, which is where Shiraz is now associated with.
It's
pretty much the same wine as Syrah, but Syrah is a French grape versus, yeah.
Well done. Good clues. And you had to spoon feed it to me at the end, I'm afraid. But I knew, but I didn't know. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't quite get the...
Yeah, it was the wine category, because I think he got wine by 4 points, but just that little bit of knowledge.
Let's see how you do. Can you beat one? I'm sure you can.
I don't like the way you said that. It was slightly threatening.
No. So, right. For 5 points, exotic and international ownership is part of this brand's history. So it is currently owned by Ilva Serrano, but it has previously been owned by Pernod Ricard and Allied Domecq. So that's Italian, French, and British ownership in the last 20 years.
Oh, it's quite a lot of owners in a short space of time.
Yes.
Were they owned in that order?
Yeah, so Ilva own it now. They bought it from Pernod Ricard, who acquired it from Allied Domecq.
Allied Domecq sound French. Pernod are French. What was trendy at the time that would make Pernod part with a wad of cash, then became less trendy, which made them more open to selling it. I'm fairly sure it's still Pernod owned, but I'm going to guess Absolut Vodka.
No, it is still Pernod owned. Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. For 4 points. The recipe was created by a K.L. Evans, Dr. K.L. Evans, who in the 1940s apparently used his country club friends as the tasting panel for developing the new drink.
I do love these quizzes because the liberal use of allegedly and apparently is quite brilliant in the clues. K.L. Evans, country club membership. Dr. K.L. Evans. Aren't they all doctors of some sort of botanics? Country club, what do you play after a round of golf? What's quite nice? It's not Schweppes, is it?
It's not Schweppes. I think Schweppes...
No, Schweppes is much, much longer before that.
Much, much older. Schweppes is 1777.
It's
much, much older. No. For 3 points. Supposedly, the recipe that he based his new drink on was inspired by one that was written down on a manuscript and had been saved by a slave during the colonial wars, along with a single black pearl earring. It's a real, real romantic mythology that I've tried to condense in about three sentences there.
All right, so it's a US drink by the sounds of it.
Well, I said a colonial war.
A colonial war. Oh, yeah, there was quite a few.
Yeah, So I'm not going to lead you down the US path. There's a broad world where colonial wars took place.
See, the other one that would make sense from a colonial war point of view, but I do think it's an older drink as well, is tonic water. Gin and tonic would have been quite popular in India.
I think you should think about the first clue. I think you should reflect on the first clue.
What was the first clue again?
It's currently owned by Ilva Serrano. And it previously had been owned by Pernod Ricard. And it had previously been owned by Alla Domecq.
I'm coming up fairly blank on this one.
Okay, well, I've tried my best by you there. So made with 100% Arabica beans, this coffee liqueur is a staple of cocktail cabinets and cocktail lists around the world.
Kahlua. The other one, Tia Maria.
I have to accept your first answer. I have to accept answer.
All right.
So for 1 point, its name, the origin of its name is disputed, but one way or another, it translates into Aunt Mary in English. Tia Maria.
Tia Maria.
Yeah, Tia Maria. So, you see, I was trying to steer you because Alla Domecq, Pernod Ricard, and Ilva Serrano are all spirit companies.
Yes.
So the tonic water, I get why you were going there, but I was...
Yeah, it was colonial wars, threw me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jamaica, it was originally created in Jamaica, so hence the rather English-sounding Dr. K.L. Evans. So supposedly with Blue Mountain coffee beans and overproof Jamaican rum, although I think... Now that's unlikely to be the case.
Well, there we go.
So a 1-1 draw. 1-1.
You didn't get Shiraz.
I did get Shiraz.
Oh, yeah.
I got Shiraz because the final clue was I heard Shiraz. Yeah. I'm not proud of it, but I did say the word Shiraz.
It is a very fun series of draws here. We're like the Republic of Ireland team in the 1990s. It's like,
yeah. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel, I'm afraid. But you know,
well, look, it's entertainment. We're having laughs along the way.
Well, I enjoyed that.
Yes, that was very good. We should do it again next week.
In fact, we will.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/bizbevpod.
Did I get him?
Yep, because he hit me in the face.
All right, two flies down. Joe, I'm doing your work for you here.